Brave New World.
Hello and welcome to Brave New World programme. My name is John Harrison. As you no doubt know, St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick, is a very special occasion. It's a cultural and religious celebration held on this day, the 17th of March, which is traditional death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. The day commemorates St. Patrick and the arrival of Christianity in Ireland and celebrates the heritage and culture of the Irish in general. Now, celebrations generally involve public parades, festivals, salids, and the wearing of green attire or shamrocks. Now, what you might think has this got to do with a radio program broadcast out of Moscow on Sputnik Radio? Well, for the past 25 years, St. Patrick's Day has been celebrated here in Moscow, and with considerable gusto, with a parade, street festivals, and a lot of fun. The 17th of March is in the middle of a huge Irish cultural festival organised by the Irish Embassy here, with films, poetry recitals, arts activities, as well as certain special Irish shindigs of all kinds. Here to talk about this and many other aspects of this occasion is a true Irishman, Dave Pearce, who lives and works here in Moscow as a business coach. Welcome to the programme, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Dave, I've heard all sorts of things about this celebration here in Moscow. Just in a few words, how did it start here?
Well, really, shortly after Perestroika and the advent of Western businesses and culture, a number of the quite large Irish expat community thought it would be a great idea to hold a parade, and went about convincing City Hall that it was a good idea. Yeah. And fortunately, the mayor agreed, and hence the Moscow St. Patrick's Day parade started.
Right.
This has continued for 25 years, with the exception of 2 years, which were during the crisis of in the 90s and in 2009.
There's all sorts of interesting stories I've heard, and I don't know whether it's baloney or not, about Irish involvement in Russian history. Hmm? And I've heard something about a certain Peter Lacy, apparently an Irishman who took part in the Russian reoccupation of Crimea. What's all that about?
Well, Peter Lacy, or as he's known in Russia as Pyotr Petrovich Lacy, was the son of an Irish lord. At 13, he was already a lieutenant in the army, fighting the British during the occupation of Ireland. And during the Siege of Limerick, the flight of the earls, which the earls were the lords, which included Peter and his family, fled to France. Yeah. Like most of the Irish who were soldiers, they joined the French military. And like many French military soldiers, they joined the Russian army.
Ah, right.
As still very young in age, but not in experience, Peter rose to the rank of field marshal in the Russian army. He fought the campaign against the Crimean Khan, which was 1737-38, using unconventional tactics, which he had learned fighting the British. In modern-day warfare, this would be called guerrilla warfare, because most fighting was done confrontationally at that time. After the victory, he was made a count and was appointed the governor of Livonia, which is now present-day Latvia and the southern part of Estonia. I could go on for days
I'm
about
glad
it.
That we English had a role to play here in this story.
Of course, you have a role to play in everything.
It may all be a negative one from time to time. So does that mean that this sort of event that took place, it's a significant event, isn't it? It's a military event. Did that sort of become a foundation stone for the creation of Russian-Irish relations in a political sense? Or is that perhaps exaggeration?
It probably started a love affair that continues today.
It continues today.
Yeah.
So there was that event, and Russians...
It was probably one of them.
It's
there
one
were others.
Of them. Mm-hmm.
Music was one of the fascinating things, and a very famous Irish composer and pianist and a teacher was John Field. He moved to Moscow, taught here, and died here, and he's buried at Venskoy Cemetery. It continues today with Irish dance schools, with Russian musicians who've adopted the Irish instruments, because some of the Irish instruments are not played anywhere else, and they've become as proficient as the real traditional Irish musicians.
Yeah.
Every week, there are music sessions in many pubs and other venues. Again, during the Cold War, Ireland was one of the few countries that allowed Aeroflot to refuel on transatlantic flights. Yes. We joke that the Irish coffee served at the stopovers made it easier for the Irish to be accepted in Moscow later on. It certainly convinced the Russian government that Air Inter, which is now Dublin Airport Authority, to help them develop Sheremetyevo Airport and the duty-free facilities that they have there, which has now expanded all over Russia.
You guys were here before any of us here. I mean, I've been here a long time, but I remember the Irish. I remember the whole Arbat, which is a major shopping street in the middle of Moscow. It was full of Irish businesses way before anybody else, the Germans, the British, anywhere, the British, the English, were here.
Yeah, in the early 90s, the Irish are very entrepreneurial. We have to go somewhere to do something successful because Ireland is a small country. And Moscow offered that opportunity. You talked about the Irish house on Novi Arbat. Many of the older Moscovites remember it because it was one of the few places that you could purchase Western goods at slightly inflated prices, but they were available. Many companies setting up here had an Irish influence. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and many of the financial services had Irish managers and personnel. As mentioned earlier, Ireland is the only country Russia allows to celebrate its national day on the streets of Moscow.
Actually, that's a hugely significant thing, isn't it? I do remember being on one of your parades a few years ago. I say I remember because people who take part in St. Patrick's Day parades know that after a certain point of time, one becomes so inebriated that doesn't remember very much. But I do remember noticing an awful lot of people, an awful lot of noise, and also a lot of sort of happening. And I was thinking, well, how on earth do they get away with this? How on earth? Why does the Moscow city government allow the Irish to hold such a celebration?
Well, I think it must go back to the people that initiated this. They went about it the right way. They approached the government, the local government. The local government had seen what was happening worldwide because at that time, the Irish diaspora was exploding the concept of St. Patrick's Day worldwide. And being progressive, being new, it was obviously one of the main things to try and bring some attention to Moscow, which would be beneficial to the world because it's a peaceful demonstration of our ancestry. That's why.
Great. Okay, well, let's find out more about this special day after a short break.
Brave New World.
Welcome back to Brave New World program. Today I'm talking to Dave Pearce, an Irishman living in Moscow, about the amazing St. Patrick's Day. Now, we just got on to the celebration itself in Moscow, but before we hear more about that, I heard that the Russian Orthodox Church, and this is pretty significant, only last year recognized St. Patrick as being a saint, first of all, and being a sort of, he's now on our calendar, on the Russian Orthodox calendar. I mean, that's quite a promotion. I mean, that means something, doesn't it? So there is this sort of cultural exchange going on a very high level. And I think it's really amazing. Can you explain to us, please, what else is going on?
Well, first of all, I have to
correct you. Go ahead. No, you
because
go ahead.
The Russian Orthodox Church always recognize St. Patrick as a saint because it stems before the division of
the schism, the big schism.
So he was always accepted as a saint, but only last year was he elevated to the position of a special saint's day.
Right.
I think also the Russian Orthodox Church has a strong congregation in Ireland. We have a Russian church, the Russian Orthodox Church, and I think there's in Dublin there's over 10,000.
10,000
in Dublin. 10,000 Russians and what I would call Russian-speaking people.
Yeah.
So a lot of them still go to the church.
Yeah. Okay, tell us in brief, Dave, please, how are you going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Moscow this year?
First of all, the famous St. Patrick's Day parade is not taking place on the 17th of March due to the presidential elections here.
Okay.
But it's now,
it wouldn't be a good idea to mix these two up, I don't think.
No, I think it was a wise decision on our behalf.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to have conflict with, which could lead to something. So it's now being held on the 24th of March at Park Sokolniki at 12 o'clock, midday. There'll be the parade, and then there'll be 2 hours of Irish music and festivities going on in Park Sokolniki. It's a beautiful park, and it suits us now to hold it there. Irish Week, which is the 14th to the 25th of March, and only the Irish could make a week 11 days, started last evening with the opening of the film festival at the Caro 11 Octobre on Nový Arbát.
Right.
And it features 10 Irish films, or Irish influence films, because we have Irish producers and directors who would do films, say, in Canada and things like that. Besides the traditional St. Patrick's Day parade, it'll be followed by an 8-hour gala concert day and night, which means that there will be traditional Irish dance shows, parties in Irish pubs, lectures, discussions about Irish culture, and a lot of exciting events going on. We will also be holding our annual Emerald Ball on the 24th, which is our main charitable event to raise money for a wonderful Russian charity called Victoria. Over 400 people will be attending to that, and we hope to raise a substantial amount of money. We do this every year for Russian charities.
Now, tell me, Dave, you're an Irishman, okay? Now, you've lived here for quite a number of years. What do Russians think of the Irish, do you think?
Well, I know so many Russians, and most of them have a favourable opinion of Ireland. But since the advent of St. Patrick's Day parade in Moscow, we've had tremendous support from Moscow City Hall, and none of this would be possible without their assistance.
Right.
And without the Irish diaspora that are here, and a lot of Russians who have supported, come back every year, they dress up in Irish attire.
I know. I've seen these people walking around Moscow. I'm not Irish, so I must admit that a couple of years I forgot that it was St. Patrick's Day. I remember being out one day and seeing these extraordinarily bizarre, exotic creatures, you know, with dressed in green, and not only in green, in violet, orange, and all sorts of colours of the rainbow, dancing, singing, shouting, and being not very English, if you know what I mean, being wild, emotional, having a fantastic time.
And these would be Russians.
And then I realized that they weren't Irish, they were Russians.
Yes.
They were Russians taking part in your festival.
Yes.
Now, and does that mean you share a kind of wild streak?
Well, let's put it this way. The Irish are known to be a little bit wild.
They are, aren't they? A wee bit wild.
A wee bit. Yeah. We have all sorts of slogans like the Fighting Irish, which is the famous Notre Dame in America.
Oh, right, right. Right.
Signature.
Right.
But in general, we like fun.
Yeah.
We like one or two drinks, but we like to laugh and sing.
Yeah.
And I think this and Russians have this common factor.
Yeah.
At first, when you meet a Russian, they tend to be a little bit distant because they're not sure of you. But the great thing about the Irish is they very quickly break down borders. We've done this all over the world. So I think this is one of the reasons why.
And Dave, last question. What do you feel about the Russians as an Irishman?
Well, from when I first came here, I first of all, it was a strange. I'm here 18 years, and it was a strange change coming to a country. But I soon found that the people were very open, very warm. Possibly I haven't had an advantage over some of my English counterparts is when they discovered I was Irish, they were a little bit more open and far quicker to, you know, to allow me to break in. Maybe I'll be here for quite a bit longer, but, you know, I'm here to stay. And in my opinion, the Irish and the Russians are so compatible.
Yeah.
We get on really well together.
Yeah. It's nothing to do with Guinness flowing or anything like that, no?
Not everyone drinks Guinness.
Okay.
I do. But I enjoy one or two.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But certainly we get on well together.
Yeah. That's really, really fantastic. Such nice positive news from that island, that group of islands over there. There's sorts of all sorts of different kinds of news. And it's an honor to have you in the studio, David, to talk about something really special that means a lot to you. And for all of the heaven's sakes, let's celebrate. It's St. Patrick's Day coming up. Yeah. Thank you very much, David. Irish business coach living in Moscow. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.